Hello guys, welcome to Godly Counsel with Mary Egbide. Today we are going to be looking at another very interesting topic that I've decided to title Your Mindset and You. A man's mindset is actually who he or she really is. The Bible said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So whatever you are thinking, that's who you really are. A man's thinking holds the key to every condition that enters into his life, whether it's good or bad thinking. One of the greatest gifts that God has given us as humans is the ability to be able to think, to learn, to choose, and to reason. That is the essence that makes us up as humans. It actually goes deeper. Your thoughts become a reflection of who you really are. God certainly understands this, and that's the reason why he spoke so much about it in his word. What are you thinking about? What you are thinking about really matters, because it forms the basis of who you really are. Your mindset goes a long way to portray your personality. There are some basic truths about mindset that I'll be sharing with us today. The first key to succeeding in life is to have a positive mindset. What you cannot think in your mind, you can never become. You need to have a clear picture, you need to have a vision, you need to know exactly what you want to be. In 5 years from now, where do you want to see yourself? What type of things do you want to be doing? Where will you actually be? Where will your business be? Where are you going to further your studies? What exactly do you want to do in 5 years from now? See a vision in your mind. Have a clear picture in your heart. Even if you are not there, even the circumstances around you are saying something contrary, it is not about the physical environment or the physical circumstance. It is what your mind sees. If your mind sees a very good picture of where you will be in 5 years' time, believe me, with time you are going to get there. That picture will come to reality. You need to have a mind of Christ. You know, Christ's thinking perspective is always positive. Let me give you an example now. You remember in the book of Judges chapter 6 verse 12, Gideon was a coward, naturally, because the Bible makes us understand that he was hiding away from the Midianites. But when God sent an angel to him, God did not see Gideon as a coward. God saw Gideon as a mighty man of valor. And that was what they told him. Moses was a stammerer. When God sent Moses to Pharaoh to go and deliver the children of Israel, Moses saw himself as a stammerer. He saw that flaw. He saw that he was not capable of doing that work. But God saw Moses as a deliverer. So how are you seeing yourself? Who do you think you really are? Who do you see about yourself? What do you think about yourself? Your mind and the thoughts, your what is in your mind, what actually comes out of your mouth. Your mind and thought life will eventually create what you are thinking. That's why you should not allow all kinds of thought to enter into your mind. Guide your heart jealously. Guide your heart jealously, for out of it are the issues of life. And remember, the Bible tells us that whatsoever things are good, lovely, of good report, that we should only think on those things. What's simply telling us that we should not think on negative things. As much as you can, guide your heart. Don't allow negative thoughts to come into your heart. And even if they do, bring them down immediately. Bring down every negative thought. Whatever thing is in your mind over time that becomes an obsession must surely manifest. Whatever thing you are thinking in your mind over time, it will surely manifest with time. So it better be something good. If it's something bad or something evil, over time it will come to pass, to manifest, because the heart is meant to create. Whatever vision you see in your heart, whatever thing you think in your mind, over time it creates. You begin to see that thing come to reality, begin to see that thing creating itself. When God calls you, he equips you to make sure your mind conforms to his will. So before God will give you a responsibility, he wants to program your mind. He wants to put your mind in order. He wants you to be able to envision that you can be able to do this thing. So that's the reason why he takes us through some drilling processes, processes. He doesn't just give us those things just like that because he wants us to, our mind to conform to it. Let me give an example now. Maybe God wants to give you like 20 million naira and you've never handled such money before. God will not just call you one night and give you that money. He must have been programming your mind. He must have been preparing you for that particular gift or that particular favor. So it won't just come overnight. So your mind has to be programmed enough to be able to receive that gift. Your life is a reflection of your mindset. Yes, everyone's life is a reflection of our mindset. If you believe you cannot do something, then you are right. If you also believe that you can do it no matter how hard that thing is, you are also right. So if I believe I cannot sit for a particular exam, I will never pass it, then I'm correct. And if I also believe that I can sit for that exam and make it, I'm also correct. So your mind is a reflection of your mindset. That's why God takes us through some process in life before blessing us or elevating us. He needs us to have the proper mindset to accommodate some blessings that will come our way. You know, the enemy cannot destroy a man that has made God's word his mentality. If the word of God is your mentality, it's very difficult for the devil to destroy you. It's very difficult for you to derail. It's very difficult for the devil to hold you hostage. Anytime your thoughts are verbalized, it becomes reality. Whenever you have such wonderful thoughts, begin to verbalize them. When you see yourself in great achievements, or there's something you want God to do for you in the next 5 years, begin to say it out. I see myself furthering my education between now and 5 years. I see myself building my own house. I see myself riding my own car. I see myself having a family. You just begin to say those things, verbalize them. And before you know it, they come into reality. This world we live in is made by words. This earth realm is ruled by words. It's ruled by the words that we say. And by the time you say those words, you are building, you are creating. In the book of Genesis, when God came out and he saw that the world was without form and void, what he simply did was to speak words into action. And immediately he spoke words into action, we begin to see that the word began to take form. It began to take shape. He said, "Let there be light." Light came and separated the land from the sea. He brought flowers. He brought animals. Things began to take shape. He only spoke words. He didn't come back with any, and he didn't use any raw materials. The same way the words he has given us are powerful. And that's why you see the Bible say that the power of life and death is in the tongue. The tongue can create anything you want the tongue to create, whether negative or positive. And that's the reason why we have to be very, very careful when we talk. We have to be very, very careful what we speak over our lives, over our families, over our children, over our careers, and over everything that has to do with us. We have to be very, very careful over them. Your mindset attracts things to you. It attracts things into your life. If you are always expecting evil, evil will keep on coming. If you are always expecting good, good will always come. So we have to be careful what we say. We have to be careful the things we do. There is nothing coincidental about a man's destiny. Your heart must have been thinking about it, or is carrying the picture around. That's why God asked Jeremiah, "What can you see?" Your heart must have been thinking about it. If your heart is not thinking about anything now, please, I want to ask you, go and be thinking about something. Go on the internet, download pictures of what you like, the type of house you want to build, the type of car you want to ride, the type of school you want to attend, the type of ministry you want to have, the type of things you want to do for God, the type of husband you want, the type of wife you want to marry. Go into the internet, download them. Download those pictures, put them on a sheet or on a cardboard paper, paste it somewhere every day. Speak words of life upon those pictures, and you begin to see those things come out in real life. The Bible says we should call forth those things that be not as though they were. So as you call those things forth on a daily basis, you will see them manifest. I'm not telling you to do what I've not done. I've practiced it severally, and it has really, really worked for me. Working with people that are always optimistic, it will help you to have a positive mindset. Work with people that you know always speak positive, that always speak positive. It will help you to have a positive mindset. That's one of the ways to build a positive mindset. Then another way to build a positive mindset is, positive mindset does not just happen. You have to build it up by reading books, reading people's testimonies of how they made it. You have to also listen to the right people. You have to study the word of God. Pray for God's help and also allowing him to build your mind and your thought life. Your thought life is very, very important. Every day, just make it consciously, you know, fast your thoughts. Fast your thoughts. Let no evil thoughts come into your mind. And as they come, cast them down. Don't let them become strongholds. Most of the time, what makes us to have negative mindsets is our upbringing, our environment, how we, where we find ourselves, the type of words that they've told us when we were growing up, the type of, you know, some people were abused verbally, they were abused physically when we were growing up. So this mindset has been there for years. So it will not just go away overnight. It will take time before this mindset will go away. But if you consciously do it and you consciously ask for God's help, you will see God helping you in various ways to bring down this mindset, this demonic mindset. What you need is a positive mindset. This topic says your is the topic for this talk is your mindset and you. What is in your mind? What are you thinking? Don't just let your mind be blank. Have a vision. Have a vision. Be aware. Have something you want God to do for you. Create a mental picture. Have a mental picture. If you don't have a mental picture, it's very, very difficult for you for anything to manifest. You have to have the picture in your mind already. Then it's now easy for God to bring those pictures down to pass. And don't forget to verbalize what you want. Begin to speak them into action. Make confessions on daily basis on what you want. What you want. I'm beautifully and wonderfully made. Excelling in God's word. I'm a believer. I'm not a doubter. I love God with all my heart. I'm going to go around the world to minister for God. These are some of the verbal confessions you should make on daily basis upon yourself. And as you do that, you will see those things come to manifest, because the word of God says, call forth those things that be not as though they were. Thank you once again for listening to this podcast and for watching this listening to this video on YouTube. I want you to please subscribe to my channel if you have not done so. And please don't forget to share this message with your friends and your families. This will go a long way to help a lot of people, especially young people. And I also want to appreciate every one of us, every one of you that have subscribed to my channel. God bless you. And if you are yet to subscribe, please don't forget to do so, because there are so many educating, so many interesting topics that come on this channel weekly. And I want to apologize for last week where I was not able to upload a video and an audio on my YouTube channel. And I want to thank all those of you that have stuck with me. God bless you. This is Godly Marriage, Godly Counsel with Mary Egbede. Thank you so much for listening, for tuning in. And please don't forget to share this video. Thank you.